Arnold Schwarzenegger's victory in California raises many interesting political questions nationally. Here to help answer a few of them is Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor. Hi, Ron. Is there a model for national Republicans in Mr. Schwarzenegger's success?
Probably not, in the sense that it's extremely difficult to reproduce both the circumstances of this extraordinary victory, and it's probably even more difficult to reproduce Arnold Schwarzenegger and have someone of his broad and wide appeal, with his enormous name recognition, his enormous personal resources that he spent on this campaign, and that ability to just generate all the media attention that he clearly could in this race. Now, I think there are going to be a lot of Republicans in California who are going to say, here's the kind of candidate who can win, somebody with more or less in-the-middle social views or moderate social views and an anti-tax outlook. Now, insofar as the National Republican Party is prepared to adopt both ends of that particular proposition, they might take a lesson.
Well, I just wonder. I mean, there must be Republicans sitting around in Washington looking at this and saying, boy, we've got to be able to turn this to our advantage next year. There's a presidential race, and California is very important.
Well, certainly this makes California look lots more winnable for a Republican presidential candidate. George W. Bush had a tough time there in 2000. The previous two presidential elections in California were not close, and the Democrats looked like they had taken over for a generation, at least at the presidential level in California. Now the question is, can George W. Bush have the same kind of appeal a year from now that Arnold had yesterday? And that, of course, will be the test. He's going to have some issues on which they're not the same. The president has not exactly embraced Arnold Schwarzenegger up until today, although we understand they're going to have a phone call later on today. And the other question is whether or not, when Californians turn to voting for president next year, they're going to be thinking about the issues of, say, the car tax or something of that nature, or whether they're going to be thinking about the national economy and Iraq and issues of that nature.
When you say the president has not exactly embraced Arnold Schwarzenegger, how do people in the media and in politics look at this guy?
I think they're shaking their heads a little bit, but it's not like Jesse Ventura in Minnesota in 1998, and people took it not too terribly seriously. In this case, you have someone who's clearly much savvier. He's not only a movie star, he's also an extraordinarily successful businessman and investor. He has been around the fringes of politics for a number of years now, campaigned actively for the first George Bush in 1988. And I think people have been aware that he had more on the ball than just, let us say, his personality and his enormous worldwide movie fame. There are certain limits on what his national appeal might be, both in terms of more social conservative Republicans and people in other regions. There is also, of course, the limitation that as a non-Native American, he cannot be nominated for president.
Yeah. Let me ask you to just look ahead, if you will. I think that Barbara Boxer, California's senator, junior senator, is up for re-election next year, yes?
Most certainly, yes.
And doesn't this suggest she might have a little more trouble than she'd expected?
Yes, it would on one level, because it suggests that the Republicans can win statewide races, which in the 90s was in question. But the question is, who and what kind of Republican will she be opposed by the time we get to the general election a little more than a year from now?
Right, because the thing is that Arnold Schwarzenegger did not have to go through a Republican primary process to get to where he is now.
Which was why this recall effort was the ideal opportunity for him to run. Now let's look at Tom McClintock. He's finishing with a little less than 1 million votes, and he hung in there. He had enormous pressure on him from national Republicans to get out of Arnie's way back when it looked like it might be a close race.
He's the Republican state senator who was running.
That's right. And a man who could be described as a movement conservative. He's very consistent on the issues, has been for a long time, and somebody who has really stuck to his guns and shown exactly the kind of appeal that has been strong among core Republican voters, primary voters in California. So the question is, and I've already heard lots of people talking about this, doesn't Tom McClintock have an excellent claim to be the party's nominee for the Senate next year against Barbara Boxer?
But if he does get that, he's going to have to face these issues you're saying of, can someone who's socially conservative win in this state?
I won't prejudge the result of that contest, but I think I can say that Barbara Boxer would love to run against Tom McClintock, would idealize running against Tom McClintock.
Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure, Alex.